And welcome back to Martin Stadium as we get ready to bring you this ball game tonight. And now for all your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Set to kick off will be number 85, David Scott. He is a all-state soccer goalie. He's also a senior. Tall, lanky guy. He sets it up in the middle of the field. Going back deep for our Vikings is number 21, Nick Bergman. Number 2, Taekwon Lane in the middle. On the Vistra side of the field, standing back about the 10-yard line, number 5, Jordan Williams. And we were blessed to find out last Tuesday night why Coach calls him, why everybody calls him Cowboy.
That's right.
Those are some of the things you can find out by coming to the coaches show.
All right, let's get this ball game going, Wes.
All righty. Referee's back deep in the end zone. Signal to his umpire. There, puts his foot into it. High end over end kick. And Bergman takes it at the 12. He's across the 15, the 20. Cuts that side, runs right into a hawk, and goes down at the 25-yard line. That's where we'll take over. First and 10 from there.
Yeah, Bergman, as he came around to his left over here to the near side, thought he was going to be able to make that break, but a great tackle by the Hawks, able to bring him down in open field, actually, because he did have one blocker ahead of him. But nonetheless, the Vikings will start first and 10 from the 25-yard line.
And Marcus Stevenson, the senior, as coach has done all year, he will start at quarterback. We bring number 25, Malik Roberts, to our side of the field. We are in a straight wing tee, tied into the Vister side. They're in a four-man front. Counterplay to Williams. He's across the 25 up to about the 27, maybe the 28-yard line.
And the tackle by the linebacker, number 27, David Hall.
Give him 3 yards on the carry, second and 7 as we move it out to the 28-yard line. Taekwon comes in, and Williams goes out. We'll bring again the tight end to the far side of the field. They've got three down linemen. And they stand one of those guys up, give them a 4-down lineman, 2 linebackers up tight. Again, and there's flags on the play.
Yeah, there's a flag here thrown by the line judge on our side. Generally going to mean motion, a legal procedure. Let's see.
And while they're doing that, Mark Caron comes in. Dead ball.
Offsides
on
the
defense. Wow.
So defensive offsides, that'll mark 5 yards off, and that'll put the Vikings in a 2nd and 2 position.
All the way out to the 33-yard line. 11:17 to go. Just underway here in the first quarter. No score. First possession of the ball game on this homecoming night. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We send Mark Carrion to the far side of the field at wide receiver. They show 5 linemen now. We give it to Bergman. Looks for a hole. Cuts inside. He has the first down as he crosses the 35 and gets up to about the 37-yard line where a whole host of Hawks bring him down there.
Yeah, again, David Hall and number 20, we talked about him, Ronald Rosser, in on that tackle for the Hawks. But nonetheless, the Vikings pick up a first down and slowly begin to move in this drive here. The initial drive of the game, 10:56. The clock here running in the first quarter. No score yet. First possession for our Lions High Vikings.
Lang gives the play to Stevenson. Here come the Sons of Thunder. Led by our center, number 57, Brian Rowe, up over the ball. Again, a 5-man front for the Hawks. Stevenson gives the ball to Bergman around the left side by 1 man, 2. He's across the 50. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. The 10, the 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Nick Bergman. No cotton on the carpet, and what a great run. Once he made it past the first wave, there was nobody back there for the Hawks, and it was just a foot race.
Bill, you got to give a lot of credit to number 61, Larry Scarborough, right there. Pulled through, led the way for Nick. Great block, about 10 yards downfield. Beautiful play by the Vikings.
Yeah, it really was. A 73-yard touchdown run. I'm sorry, 62-yard touchdown run.
Marshall Jack on to...
Scroll it over for me.
Hold. Gonzalez. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good with 10:28 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0. We'll take a 60-second break and be back after this.
So how far was the run?
Gonzalez kicks. It's dropped. Goes into the end zone. And it's a touchback.
Very fortunate, as that was number 12, Tyree Thomas, tried to field the kick, couldn't hold on to it, and it falls out of his hands, but it rolls back about 7 yards and gets into the end zone, and they're able to get a touchback. What do you got, Taylor?
Guys got the page heating and air drive summary. That last drive for the Vikings, 3 plays, 75 yards, ran 1 minute and 32 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 63-yard touchdown run by Nick Bergman. Your Vikings leading 7-0 with 10 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you for that page heating and air live in-game stat report.
And Blake Berry, the sophomore quarterback, goes under center, brings a man in motion, up, swipes his tight end to our side. He gives it to the, nope, pass, ball is thrown, incomplete pass, and he got hit real, real hard in a hurry, Bill.
Yeah, that was number 31, Brandon Roberts, hit Berry just as he was trying to let go of the ball. He did have a receiver trying to open up out here on the side. That was 91.
91.
That was 91, Ellis Griffin.
In the I formation. Tight end to our side. We're in a five-man front. Now they give it to the tailback. That is Warner, and he gets across the 20 up to about the 21. It'll be 3rd and 9 from there.
Yeah, and a host of Vikings there made the tackle, led by number 32, Brian Bell, and number 70, one of our impact players, Chandler Sumlin.
And starting at linebacker and calling out the signals, number 17, the junior, Trey Jackson. Berry in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. Looks those out in the flat. Oh, knocked away and good hands, Bill.
Yeah, that was Elijah Curtis. Just stepped in front of the pass. Had he had a little surer hands, it would have been a pick six.
And he would have been off to the races. So it'll be 4th and 9, the ball at the 21-yard line. And we send Jordan Williams and Tyquan Lang back as David Scott comes in to kick.
And as I said, for Hardaway, David Scott could make an impact if he can flip the field.
High, high, booming kick. Lang takes it back at the 40-yard line. He's up to the 45, tries to get by one man, comes this way. They chase him. We're going to have a hold. He's across the 50, down to the 40, still on his feet. They run him out of bounds about the 32, but it doesn't matter. We're coming all the way back to our 48 and mark off 10 from there.
I thought the side judge did a great job on his pass. He threw that flag from the sideline to the Viking head.
And he was right. You could see the play as it developed. Yeah. And a block in the back.
Yep. That is the call, block in the back against the Vikings.
They'll mark it up 10 yards. And it'll be 1st and 10, our Vikings at our own 38, 9:33 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. Off a 62-yard touchdown run by Nick Bergman. And here comes the junior, Seth Carlos. And we'll bring Mark Carrion wide to our side of the field, the tight end to our side of the field. We have Tevin Orr at the fullback spot. We bring Williams in motion, give it Orr right up the middle by one man, two. Look at Tevin go. He's across. He's up to the 45. Bill, I think he'll get about 8 yards on that carry as he gets out about the 46, 47-yard line.
Yeah, the defensive back, Travis Jones, for the Hardaway Hawks, had to come up and make the tackle. And he just kept plowing and plowing until he picked up about 9 yards on that run.
They mark him down at the 46, ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 9:08 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. We bring number 8, that's Luther Washington, out to our side of the field. Tight end to our side. They're in a five-man front. Three backers up tight. Corners up tight. Got a man in motion. And we give it to Amon Brown up the middle by one man, two. Has a first down as he gets into Hawk territory down to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, Amon Brown just did a tremendous job as he cut through that hole in the line. He was almost surprised that there was nobody there to meet him in the hole and kind of stumbled his way forward for a great run and picked up a first down for the Vikings. So it's 1st and 10 now from the Hardaway 45-yard line.
Orr brings the play in, gives it to Seth Carlo. Again, the ball still on the near hash mark. Brown comes out as we send Karen to the far side. Again, they stack the line. Five men, three linebackers up tight. And we give it again to Orr. Right up the middle, he's across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. Bill, I think he'll have about 8 yards on that carry.
Yeah, he will. That tackle made again by number 20, Ronald Rosser. Rosser been in there all over the place for these Hardaway Hawks tonight.
Seth looks over to the sidelines.
Second and three now.
Ball at the Hawk, 38. Kenny Moore comes to our side of the field. They're stacking it up. They're putting eight men in the box. We got Lang in motion. Drops back. Seth looking. Got a man wide open downfield. It's Kenny Moore. Makes the catch. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Kenny Moore, and I see you, Seth Carlo.
He did just what he was supposed to do. Took the snap, rolled right, looked downfield. Kenny Moore broke to the inside on the corner. Corner couldn't stay with him, and Seth Carlo laid it in there for a perfect pass. Marsha checked to hold. Gonzalez to kick. We got that swinging gate. And we give it to Bergman. He gets the block, cuts back inside for the two-point conversion. And with 7:44 to go here in the first quarter, our Vikings take a 15-0 lead. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. High end over end kick. And Thomas takes it back at the one-yard line. He's up to the 5, the 10, 15 is across the 20, down the sideline. Taekwon Lang has to run him out of bounds as he gets out to the 33-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air scoring update.
That last drive for the Vikings was four plays, 31 total yards, 1 minute and 45 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 38-yard touchdown pass. Seth Carlo to Kenny Moore. Your Vikings lead 15-0, 7 minutes and 39 seconds left to go.
Thank you for those live in-game up stats. 7:39 to go first quarter. Vikings lead it 15-0. Moore drops, it is Barry. Drops that, throws out in the flat. Oh, and yeah. We've got pass interference.
Yeah, it really was. You hear the boos out there, but that was number 31, Brandon Roberts. He went through the receiver, number 4, Tetra Sweat, and you're going to get that call. He had his hands. He didn't really hit him, but he body checked him across the back as he tried to reach around to get that breakup on the pass, and that'll be a 15-yard penalty.
As they marked it off, I'd like to say hello to a couple of friends of ours, Bill, listening all the way out in California.
Wow, everybody listening, you can catch us on the web at mykickscountry.com. Mm-hmm. We also have a link on thevikingvoice.com that'll take you right there.
And I'll let you call their names out because they used to sit down and bring you hot chocolate. Rich and Jerry Strumpler.
All right.
Listening from California.
Miss you out there. All right, Wes, here
Barry
we go.
Goes under center, and that offset eye gives it to Thomas up the middle by one man, too. And Taekwon Lang from his safety position comes up and makes a tackle right at the 50-yard line, Bill.
Yeah, he had an assist by number 70, Chandler Sumlin, there on the tackle as well. But Hardaway got a first down that last play on a 15-yard penalty. That's their first down of the night. They're picked up about 4 yards on that.
We're in a four-man front. They're in the I formation, splits his receivers. As Barry slides under center, we show blitz up the middle, give it to the tailback. He's by one man, too. They caught us on a blitz and got by that front line. They get the first. Thomas will get the first down as he gets into Viking territory, down to about the 43-yard line.
And in on the tackle. Looked like 42, Elijah Curtis in on the tackle.
Receivers coming in, bringing in the play. Like to welcome all our Hardaway fans back in Columbus, Georgia, if you're listening. Blake Berry, the sophomore, under center with twin receivers. Again, play action. It goes to Thomas, and he will not try. It's not Thomas. That's Warner on the carry. Warner gets back to the line of scrimmage where it'll be second and 10 from the Viking 43-yard line. 6:09 to go first quarter. Vikings lead at 15-0. Barry again splits his receivers. Brings Sweat to the near side, sends one receiver to the far side. We show blitz. Now we back out of it. He goes to Tyrant Thomas. As Thomas comes around this side, gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage. You got a flag from the referee in the area of holding, and that's usually whenever he throws it like that. That's what you got. Now, Bill, you lose yardage. Do you go back and back them up 10 and do it again, or do you make it third and 11?
Right now, because it would be third down, it'd be third and 11. You might decline this, but it doesn't look like Coach is going to. He's going to back them up to the other side of the field. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. They'll repeat second down.
Back to their 45-yard line. So that'll make it just about second and 20. Ball on the near hash mark. Hawks going from left to right on your radio dial. White jerseys, red pants. Again, Barry splits his receivers in the I formation. Thomas is tailback. Drops back, play action, rolls left, being pressured. Sam Washington got him on a jailhouse break.
Sam Washington on the sack, and I tell you, Sam Washington did his job right there. He had to run him down and rein him down from the backside. Did a great job. So a sack for Sam Washington, and that'll be a huge loss on that play.
Bill, that's another 6 yards. So it's going to be third and 26 back at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, six-yard loss now.
5:12 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead at 15-0 on homecoming 2012. Ball on the far side of the field. He brings two receivers near side. That's Sweat and Fowler. Two to the far side. Keeps one man in the backfield with him. Barry drops back, looks. There comes the rush. Tucks it, starts to run, looking for some place to go. And we just stand him up about the 43-yard line. It'll be fourth and a bunch. And they'll have to punt from there with 4:39 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah. And on the tackle was number 10, Nathan Brantley. Now, we did have a helmet come off.
Come off of Big Sam.
Sam Washington, that in the new rule, he will have to come off. And, fortunately, on third down, he would normally come off on that down anyway. Now it's fourth down and 24. And the Hawks go into punt formation.
David Scott standing about his 30. We have got Williams and Lang back deep for our Vikings. Williams on the near side of the field standing about our 20. And we've got a timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 15-0. We'll be right back after this. All right, back at Martin Stadium, 4:09 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading at 15-0. Bill?
Got some updated scores. Thomas County Central leads Tiff County 7-0. Of course, we're 15-0 here. Lowndes over Hardaway. Valdosta 7, Newton nothing. And those are your updated scores.
Thank you. David Scott set to kick. High, high, high kick. Get out of the way, fellas. Get out of the way. It hits about the 30, and it's going to take a Hardaway bounce. It's going to roll all the way down to our 17-yard line, where it'll be down there, and we'll take over first and 10 from our own 17 with 3:58 to go in the first, leading it 15-0.
Yeah, that was a big, big kick by the kicker, David Scott. I mean, that thing skied. I mean, a lot of fans here lost it in the lights. It went that high. Good job by our receivers, too.
It was a 40-yard punt. Thank you, Taylor. Stevenson, the senior, back out, brings those Vikings back out on the field. Taquan Lane, Amon Brown. Tied into our side of the field, Bill. Again, they show a five-man front. They're up tight. And, oh, we give it to Amon Brown up the middle. He's by one man, two. It's a foot race to the end zone, and they'll run him down from behind, but not till he gets to the Hardaway 31-yard line.
Amon Brown, he kind of stumbled over his feet a little bit as he made it through the line. And number 19, Nick Jenkins for the Hawks, just hawked him down and made a touchdown-saving tackle.
It was a 52-yard run by Amon Brown. 3:48 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 15-0, and we're threatening again. Tied into our side of the field. Heavy right, heavy left now. Again to Brown up. He cuts back against the grain, runs into two Hawks, but they won't bring him down until he gets down to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, the very same play. They just ran him through the same hole right there in that gap. And Amon Brown able to pick up some solid yards.
Boy, our sons of thunder are wrecking havoc with that Hawk defensive line right now.
And the defensive line is where their seniors are at. They've got three on there in the middle.
And if you're a new listener and you wonder who the sons of thunder are, that's our offensive line. We've called them that for several years.
Thor grabbing the thunder.
Heavy left. Double tight end. Bergman in motion and goes to Bergman around the left side. All that blocking runs by one man, two. A Hawk grabs him and spins him to the ground at the 15, but not before we get another first down Vikings.
Yeah, tackle made by one of those seniors, Chris Massenberg, along with number 20, Ronald Roser. Clock will continue to run here after the first down chains are set. 2:51 left in the first quarter. Vikings leading 15-0.
Cowboy Williams brings the play in. He gives it to Marcus Stevenson. First and 10, Vikings just at the 16-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Hawks again in that five-man front. And we give it right up the middle, and we don't get much this time. Bill, they closed pretty quickly on that play.
Yeah, Amon Brown tried to make it up there. David Hall, the linebacker, makes a tackle. Very similar play before that he got the big yards. This time he goes to the right rather than the left, and runs right into David Hall.
We're running that double tight with number 46, Christian Parker, and we move that to the right side of the line, showing heavy right. Bergman in motion toward the visitors. Give it to Bergman again, looking for a hole by one man. Gets hit from behind, and Bill Hill stopping about the six, maybe 7 yard line, where it will be third and a long five from there.
Yeah, number 19, Nick Jenkins on there. We got a tie game over at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Valdosta and Newton tied at 7.
Jerome Daniels checks in as Bergman gets a breather. Third and 5. It's going to actually be 3rd and 7. We've got to get down right across. We've got to get across the 6-yard line. Brown in the backfield along with Williams and Jerome Daniels. Give it the counter. Oh, and it is to Cowboy, and he gets tackled just short. He'll be down about the 6-yard line. It's going to be awfully close.
Yeah, they're already putting up their hands 4th down. It's probably a football length short, and I don't think there's any question. They're going for it here.
Yes,
Wes.
Sir, and there comes Tevin Orr in. And Amon Brown comes out. Orr gives the play to Stevenson. We're inside a minute to go here in the first quarter, leading 15-0. We need about 2 car batteries to get into the end zone. Heavy right. They stack the line. We give it to Daniels, looking for a hole by one man, too. He's got the first down, and he's got a touchdown.
I see you, Jerome Daniels.
He ran behind that heavy right side. Jerome just looked for a hole, just tried to get the first down, had the first down inside the 5, and slipped through the grasp of a Hawk linebacker to get into the end zone. We swing that gate over. Marsha checks the hold. Gonzalez to attempt the extra point. Ball's down. Kicks up. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Vikings lead at 28-0. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Gonzalez set to kick off. Thomas back deep. Gonzalez again hits that ball down in the coffin. And Thomas takes it at the 7. He's up to the 10. He runs by one Viking as he gets across the 15, and we'll run him out of bounds. And we've got a man down, but while we do that, Taylor?
Got the page heating and air drive summary, that last drive for the Vikings. 7 plays, 83 yards, 3 minutes and 10 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 7-yard touchdown run by Jerome Daniels. Vikings 22, Hardaway Hawk 0, 34 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Taylor. It'll be 1st and 10, Hardaway, with 34 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Want to thank Taylor for those page heating and air live in-game stats.
Berry slides under center. Tied into our side. Gives it to the tailback. That is number 2, Warner, right up the middle, and he'll get about 3 hard, hard fought yards as he fought his way. Nope. Bill says he got 1.
They're going to mark him. You can call, yeah, 2. So
we'll compromise. I said 3. You said 1. It was 2. We'll be 2nd and 8 from the 19-yard line as we hit 9 seconds. Berry in the shotgun. Splits his receivers. 2 near side, 1 far side. He's going to let it. Nope. Takes a snap. Looks those downfield. Catch made by number 10. It'll be close to the first down as it gets out about the 27-yard line. Bill, with that, we're going to take a 60-second break. Vikings lead it 22-0 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back after this.
Perfect.
Back at Martin Stadium, second quarter begins with the Vikings leading 22-0, but the Hawks just picked up a first down out to their 27-yard line. They send the whistle blows for some. They're going to comply. Here we go.
Let's go down to the sideline to get a Commercial Banking Company sideline report from Marty.
Before the game, Coach Mack said that he wanted to play fast, come out and have a good start. He can't have much better start than 22-0 after the first quarter. We scored on all three of our drives. We've only given up three first downs, one on the penalty. We've really started out well tonight, really playing fast, and it's exactly what Coach Mack wanted to do.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline report. Now back to Wes James.
Our band was told they couldn't play, so the crowd's going to take up the slack. Berry splits his receivers, one far side, one near side, I formation. Tied into the far side of the field. Five-man front for our Vikings. They give it to the tailback. That's Warner. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Fights his way across the line of scrimmage and will pick up some positive yardage up to the 31-yard line. He'll get about four. Give him 4 yards on that carry. It'll be second and six as it gets up to the 31. Ball on the far hash mark. And we're 11:42 to go in the first half, leading 22-0. Berry again. They bring the play in. Rosser goes out. He'll bring number seven, Cooks, to the near side. Two receivers to the far side. He's in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. And it's a draw up the middle. And it is to Warner. And Warner gets almost a first down, and flags come flying in late.
And it comes from the back judge way over on the far side.
Well, the first one came from the umpire.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I'm sorry.
As he turned, and they're signaling, the Hawks are signaling is against our Vikings. But it was a great, great play. We thought Berry was going to throw it. He dropped back. He was in that shotgun and gave it to Warner on a delayed draw. What do we got here? We got
face mask.
5-yarder.
High school is still one of those places where you only get sometimes a 5-yard penalty. College and professional, that's a 15-yard penalty every time.
Every time. First and 10 for the Hawks out to the 41-yard line.
Only their third first down of this ballgame, Wes.
Hawks, two receivers near side. That's Sweat and Fowler. Berry in the shotgun. We're showing blitz off the corner. Lofts the ball way downfield, and they're going to call interference.
Wow, that was a little touchy, but it is on the other side. Now, correction, that was the fourth first down for the Hawks. Two of them come by penalty.
Now they're fixing to get another one right here, Bill. Now, Berry just laid, we watched him in warm-ups. He's got great touch, puts a lot of air under the ball, and just lofted that ball out there, waiting for the receiver to run under it, and he got impeded.
And that is the call, pass interference against our Vikings. That'll be a 15-yard mark off and an automatic first down for the Hardaway Hawks as they move into Viking territory and they cross the 50 at the Viking 44-yard line.
10:53 to go here in the first quarter. In the first half, Vikings leading 22-0. Again, Blake Berry sends two receivers near side, two far side. We're in a four-man front. Throws out in the flats to number 12. That's Thomas slips and falls. And
that on a tackle, that was Kenny Moore, kind of pulled the helmet off of number 12, Tyree Thomas, and he immediately pointed to the official like he tore it off my head, but the rule is you got to sit out a play, and he takes off to the sideline.
Ball on the near hash mark. Ball got back to the line of scrimmage. Berry turns around and says something to number 13. That's Isaac Austin, who is at the fullback position. We're back to a five-man front. Gives it to Warner right up the middle, and, ooh, he ran into somebody's impact player.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing there as Chandler Sumlin just met him right in the hole and said, nope, not today.
Marty, that's the way you want to play defense.
All right, it'll be third down. There's a loss on that, so it's third and 12 almost now.
Berry sends a single receiver far side. He brings Cooks to the near side in the I formation, tied into the visitor side. We're, of course, We're in that five-man front. Now we're showing blitz up the middle. Drops back. Here we come. Throws out in the flats. Catch made on the far side over there, and that was by number four, Sweet.
Yeah, Tetra Sweet, and he, as he made his cut, he just fell down, but a Viking was going to be there to make the tackle anyway.
So it'll be fourth and 11 with 9:13 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 22-0.
And it doesn't look like they're, well, now he does come in, the kicker number 85, David Scott. For a while there, the offense was remaining on the field, but they do go into punt formation.
And we send Williams and Lang back deep. Williams to the far side, standing about our 10. David Scott standing about the 43. Puts that big right foot into it. Kicks it towards Williams, who takes it at the 10. He's up to the 15, the 20. Cuts outside, gets a block from Bergman. Crosses the 25 to 30, hits down the sideline. Still on his feet, and they sling him out of bounds as he gets out to the 44-yard line.
Nice, nice return by Jordan Cowboy Williams as he caught it over on the far side back near the 9 or 10-yard line, cuts across the field, comes up the sideline, and he was really a tackle away from even breaking a few more yards.
And that should... 8:33 to go in the half. I was looking to see how a return, 35-yard return by Jordan Williams.
8:33 left in the half. Vikings leading 22-0, and they take to the field quarterback number 14, Alex Stevenson.
Stevenson in the shotgun, standing back at our 39. They've gone to a four-man front, showing blitz off the corner. There it comes. Stevenson fires across the middle to Bergman, makes the catch all the way down to the Hawks' 40-yard line.
And I have not seen a good skinny post that way in a long time from our Lounge High Vikings. But Alex Stevenson just stepped back two steps, looked in, saw him coming up the skinny post, and just laid it on his numbers, and a great pass and catch.
17-yard pass play all the way down to the 39-yard line of the Hawks. Mark Carriott in at wide receiver. We've got Bergman wide receiver on the far side. Williams brings the play in, gives it to Alex Stevenson. We've got Jerome Daniels at fullback, Amon Brown at tailback. Stevenson in the shotgun, puts Brown to his right. Slides Williams way out here to our side of the field. Looks, throws out to Williams. A little bubble screen by one man, two. Gets inside the 35, down to about the 34-yard line, Bill, which should be about second and four from there.
Yeah, Williams, after he made the catch, hesitated just a second, see if those blockers could open anything up for him. Then he turns it upfield, gets as many positive yards as he can, and that'll bring up about a second and four for the Vikings.
Bergman brings the play in. Brandon Robertson now as the slot receiver. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Gives it to Brown right up the middle by one man, two, three. It's a foot race to the end zone. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, but I also see a piece of yellow on the carpet.
Back at the 28-yard line.
And from all the body language, it's coming against the Vikings.
Holding. 7:24 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 22-0. And that touchdown just got called back. They'll back it all the way back out to the 38-yard line, Bill, where it's going to be second and nine from there.
I want to remind our listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice. We'll keep you up to date throughout the ball games, throughout the sports, baseball, basketball, as we will tweet updated scores and activity going on at the game. Follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice.
Alex Stevenson says something to Jerome Daniels. Ball again on the near hash mark. They show a four-man front. Stops and looks, throws out the flat. Scott Daniels wide open, makes the catch at the 15 into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Jerome Daniels, and I see you, Alex Stevenson.
A 39-yard, just a little pitch and catch. Daniels slips behind the corner on the far side. Stevenson just laid it out real pretty. He ran under it, made the catch at the 15, headed toward the corner of the end zone. And the Vikings go up 28-0. And the extra point. And we swing that gate over. Gonzalez can make it 29-0.
And a good 38-yard touchdown pass.
There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 7:16 to go here in the first half, Vikings lead it 29-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Waiting on Gonzalez's kick, high and over end kick. But Thomas will take at the 8. He's across the 10, goes to the far side. No, comes back near side. He's up to the 20 to 25. We run him out of bounds about the 27-yard line, but there is a flag on the play.
While we're getting that penalty, let's go to Taylor and get that drive stat from Page Heating and Air.
That last drive for the Vikings, 3 plays, 56 yards, 1:03 off the clock, resulted in a 38-yard touchdown pass from Alex Stevenson to Jerome Daniels. Your Vikings lead 29-0, 7:10 to go in the half.
What's the penalty there, Wes?
It's a block in the back, and they'll take it all the way back to the 12-yard line.
And that is against the Hawks.
Stevenson tonight, Bill, 3 for 3.
All right, way to go.
61 yards and one touchdown.
We'll go down and get Marty's thoughts on that in just a little while. 3 for 3 from Alex Stevenson, 61 yards on the night and a touchdown.
Blake Berry, the sophomore quarterback for the Hawks, slides under center. Gives it to the tailback. And he'll get absolutely nowhere.
And there was a host of Vikings there to make the stop. Getting up off the bottom of the pile, looks like number 59 for the Vikings. That is who's coming up off the bottom, and that is A.J. Harper.
Marty.
Guys, offensively, obviously, we have come out tonight, spread it out a little bit and thrown it. Something we tried to do in the first three ball games and really haven't done very effectively, but very effective tonight. You look at Alex's numbers and also Seth had a great pass. Good job our offense tonight coming out, spreading it out. And real quickly, I'd like to say hello to my little brother, Rodney Ponder, who's actually listening to us tonight.
Hello, Rodney. I'll see you sometime over the weekend, son. Three-man front for the Vikings as Berry's in the shotgun. And again, he gives it to number 2. That is Warner over the right side on that little delayed draw as he gets up about the 25, no, about the 15, 16-yard line.
And they're able to pick up a few yards on those runs. The Viking defensive line, though, not giving them a lot to play with. However, I'm just looking out here, coming out on the defensive line, number 76, Anthony Chandler checking in at that nose tackle.
3rd and 7.
Chandler, who normally is our left tackle on offense, now playing nose tackle on defense tonight.
Berry, 2 receivers far. He sends a single receiver far side, 1 near side. They've got heavy right. Drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made! But not for the first down. The catch made over there by Tetris Sweat. And he'll pick up about a yard, maybe 2, and that's it.
And immediately tackled by number 6, Eric Hart. As soon as he made the catch, Eric was right there for the tackle. And that'll bring up 4th down for the Hawks. 4th down and 3 from their own 19-yard line. They're going to have to punt.
5:10 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 29-0. While they're lighting up, I'd like to say hello to my County Line boys. And happy anniversary to Dean and Brittany Haney. 11 years. And 11 years listening to the Lions High Viking broadcast. There is Scott's punt. It got tipped at the line of scrimmage. It's up in the air. Signal for fair catch by Jordan Williams at the 50-yard line. Vikings will take over there. 1st and 10 from the 50, Bill, with 4:46 left to go here in the first half, leading 29-0.
Yeah, nice catch by Jordan Williams just to wave everybody off, field the ball cleanly, and set the Vikings up 1st down and 10 from the 50. Want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night, live from the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on Hill Avenue. As we'll bring you Coach McPherson, several of the players, coaches, and what's going on at Lowndes High School. We'll give you the recap of this week's game and get you ready for next week's game. That's at 7 o'clock every Tuesday night, live from the Holiday Inn and Conference Center right here on Kicks Country 99.5. But you can't get the full effect unless you're there at live at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. It's a great time, great food, great night of Lowndes High football.
And when Bill says great food, it is. Last week, fried chicken, pork chops, all kind of stuff for less than $10, and you said they're going to try to lower the price this week.
Yep, they're going to kind of adjust the menu, lower the price a little bit, so it is going to be a great price, probably under $8, including your drink.
Had about 70 people there last week.
Yep. So come early, get a seat. If there's too many people, they'll bring another table out.
They sure will.
They did that for Touchdown Club President Mike Fletcher. He came a little bit late, got there. There was no tables. They brought him a table, chairs for he and his family. But get there early, get a great seat. You get to meet a lot of these players. Great, great kids. All right, Wes, we're ready to get underway. 4:46 left in the half. Vikings lead 29-0.
Seth Carlo, the junior, he gives the ball right up the middle. Look at that. There goes Amon Brown up the middle. Will they catch him? Will they catch him? Will they catch him? No, sir. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you. Amon Brown, a 50-yard touchdown run. And, nobody touched Amon Brown.
And Seth Carlo, the quarterback, now will move up over the ball as a long snapper. Marshachek comes in to hold. Gonzalez comes over to kick. We swing that gate over. Vikings lead at 35-0. This can make it 36-0. There's the ball kicked up. And it's good. With 4:37 to go in the half, Vikings lead it 36-0. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back in Martin Stadium, West Jamesville, Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, and Taylor Stubbs, Gonzalez, high end over end kick that Thomas takes at the 12. He's up to the 15, the 20, 25, slips outside, gets to the 30. We finally haul him out of bounds about the 31, 32-yard line.
Yeah, he just kind of slipped through right there. Let's go to Taylor for a Page Heating and Air drive report.
Probably the easiest one of the night. One play for 50 yards, 6 seconds off the clock. Amon Brown, 50-yard touchdown run.
Vikings lead 36-0 here with 4:32 left in the first half.
Barry brings the Hawks out. Hawks going from right to left on your radio dial. Big homecoming doings coming up here at halftime. Lots of pretty young ladies in pretty dresses. Barry in the shotgun. Splits his receivers. We're in a five-man front. Keeps one man in the backfield with him. Throws out in the flats. That is to Thomas, and he in and out of his hands at the 30-yard line. Incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 4:26 to go. Vikings leading 36-0, and it'll be second and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Yeah, immediately hit by number 24. That's Kenny Moore. Had he made the completion, it would have been tackled right there on the spot for only a minimal gain. But as it was, an incomplete pass.
Moore standing back about the 26-yard line. Slides Warner to his left. Gives it to Warner on the delayed draw. Finds one hole, two, nothing there. Cuts back, and he'll actually lose yardage.
Yeah, just a good defensive play by our Lowndes High Vikings. And they tackle him really for a loss of about 1 yard. That'll bring up third down and 11.
With 4:06 to go here in the first half.
Vikings with Sweat. I saw that.
Sweat brings the play in. Here come the Hawks. Those junior offensive linemen, all five of them up over the ball. Barry puts Warner to his right, says something to him, stands right on the 25. Looks, pumps, fakes, throws deep downfield, and just overthrows everybody. And that was Tyree Thomas, and Thomas just come to a dead standstill.
Yeah, I think Tyree was supposed to be a hitch and go, and he just didn't go. He hitched, but he didn't go. As I was looking over our quick stats, the Vikings with 327 total yards of offense here in the first half, 99 yards passing, 228 yards rushing. The Vikings offense, as Marty reported in a commercial banking company sideline report, the offense has come to play tonight.
They have. David Scott on the punt again. High snap, drops it, looking for it. He gets knocked back, ball on the ground. It bounces around. Bill, we'll have first and 10. Somewhere around the 12, 13-yard line.
Yeah, and on a punter, when that happens, your best bet is fall on it. Don't try and pick it up. Don't try and re-kick it. Don't get yourself hurt because the defense was going to get the ball anyway on that turnover regardless. Don't, there's nothing you can do to save it. Just fall on the ball. Don't let them score a touchdown. But as David Scott was really trying to pick that ball up.
Here comes Alex Stevenson. He'll bring the Vikings out first and 10 from the 8, from the
be about the 13-yard
line.
Yeah,
13-yard line. Bergman, Tevin Orr, and Williams in the backfield. They stack the line again. And we give it to Williams behind one man, too. He runs right into a whole host of Hawks, and they'll stop him just short of the 10-yard line. He'll pick up maybe 3 yards on that play.
Yeah, it looks like he got about 3 yards, as you said, down to almost the 10-yard line. They may even mark him on the 10. Nope, just shy of the 10-yard line.
Clock's running. We are right at the 3-minute mark here in the first half. Jerome Daniels comes in, tells Alex what to call. Alex calls the play from the line of scrimmage, tied into our side. 8 men in the box for the Hawks. We give it the counter ball on the ground, and I think the Hawks have picked it up, and they did. Recovered by number 44.
I know you're trying to get one settled and have to work on the other.
That was David Countryman. Tevin Orr dropped the ball inside the 10, and Countryman picked it up and returned it back out to about the 14.
Yeah, a little bit of a delayed counter, and there was a lot happening there, and he actually almost overran the play, had to reach back for the handoff, and that's what caused the fumble. And so the Hardaway Hawks will take over first down and 10 from the their own 15.
Barry slides under center, gives it that tailback, number 2, Warner, and he, the big man, fights his way up to the 15 and up to the 16-yard line where our Vikings break him down there. 2:30 to go here in the first half, leading 36-0.
Number 45, Zach Copeland in on the tackle for the Vikings, and that'll be a pickup of about 2 yards, bring up second down and 8 now for the Hawks.
Here comes Sweat with the, is it Sweet or Sweat?
I'm going S-W-E-A-T, Sweat. But I heard you say Sweet, too. So if you're listening from Columbus, we're sorry, and we're going to go with the best name we can.
Cooks comes on the near side, Sweat to the far side. Barry under center, and again he gives it to Warner, and Warner gets back to the line of scrimmage, and nothing more. It'll be 3rd and 8. From the 17 yard line. Well, 3rd and 7 from about the 18 yard line with 1:40 to go here in the first half. Our coach is wanting to run as much time off the clock. They're looking over and looking over. Now they say go to the line of scrimmage. And, Bill, we get a timeout. 1:13 to go in the half. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings leading 36-0. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Wes, Bill, you may want to announce our softball team is up playing in the Brookwood Tournament and just beat North Oconee 4-0 and is about to start a game against Loganville High right now.
Okay, so beat North Oconee 4-0.
What's the name of the tournament, Marty?
What's the name of the tournament?
I was just told it was the Brookwood Tournament, and we just beat North Oconee 4-0. May even want to let Steve know.
And who do they play next?
Loganville High.
Back here at Martin Stadium, Vikings leading 36-0 with 1:13 to go, and congratulations to our Lady Vikettes softball team in the Brookwood Tournament has just defeated North Oconee 4-0. And they're getting ready to play Loganville next.
I tell you, you don't get a chance sometimes because of football to watch our Lowndes High girls softball, and that is a phenomenal softball group. The girls play well. They play hard. Historically are, you know, right at the top of the region championship and make it deep into the playoffs.
3rd and 7, Blake Berry and the shotgun. He has got Warner to his left. Takes a snap, looks, pump fakes, those across the middle, tipped. Oh, we tipped it at the right. Well, one of our linebackers tipped
number 42,
it.
Elijah Curtis, there on the tip.
And we've tried to break back on it, but I thought there for a second, Bill, that number 20, Ronald Roser, was going to get over and scoop the ball up off the carpet before it hit the ground.
Yeah, it was very, very close. But that'll bring up a fourth down and seven now for the Hardaway Hawks. A minute and 8 seconds left here in the first half, and the Vikings leading 36 to nothing.
David Scott to punt, and, of course, Williams and Lang back deep. There's a kick.
Lang driving
all the way back to the 33. He's up to the 35, the 40. Goes to the far side, tries to find a hole. Spins, one man's got him by the leg. Breaks away from one man. Heads to the sideline. Taquan Lang is headed to the corner. And
no, just
he's
run out of bounds
at the 2-3 yard line.
Just run out of bounds at the 2 or 3 yard line. They're going to mark him. It looks like the 3 is where they're going to mark him out. Taquan Lang, I saw he did something. As he's running down the field, Wes, I watched him. He moved the ball to his outside hand, just like you're supposed to. And that way, if he got hit, that ball was going to come out to the sideline. But he did a great job as he came across here, cut across the field, came back across to the near side, knew he had somebody that had a chance at him, and he changed balls in the, it changed hands with the ball and did a great job to protect it. And now the Vikings have first and goal at the 3.
And there was a play down here, if you could have seen it, where one of our guys pulled back to keep from running into the back of a Hawk defender. Carlo under center. He gives it to Bergman. Bergman! Oh, just shy of the goal line. He's awfully close. But it was a real good play because as he was going into, as Lang was headed toward it, we had to stop to keep from running into a Hawk. And I didn't get the number, but a great heads-up play by our Viking. Bergman comes out. Williams comes in. Seth Carlo, the junior, goes up to the line of scrimmage. Slides under center. Tied into our side. Takes a snap. Gives it to Brown. Touchdown, Vikings!
And that was Jordan Williams. I see you, Jordan Williams.
Oh, it was. What? I thought it was Amon Brown.
So the Vikings pick up another touchdown run on 1 yard, a 1 yard touchdown dive. And the Vikings now are gone up 42 to nothing, awaiting the extra point.
Gonzalez on to attempt the extra point. Carlo to snap. Marshachek to hold.
And let's see.
Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 9 seconds to go in the half. Vikings leading 43 to nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Gonzalez's kick, high end over end. Thomas takes it, picks it up. He's up to the 20, 25. Tight ropes down the sidelines. They say no, he ran out of bounds about the 27-yard line. Let's go to Taylor for the page stat report.
No, go ahead. Yep. We'll keep it right here. You might have missed that very first part. The receiver fielding the kick kind of muffed it a little bit, was able to pick it back up, and it started down, tight roping down the sideline. But stepped out of bounds, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Hardaway Hawks at the 27-yard line. Only 4.8 seconds left here in the first half.
And as soon as we get to the end of the half, Marty will grab Coach McPherson and get his thoughts before the team heads into the locker room. Barry, the sophomore quarterback for the Hawks, in the shotgun with Warner to his left. Single receivers east side of the field. Looks those way downfield. Got a man open off the fingertips of number 12, Tyree Thomas. And that's the end of the first half. Our Vikings leading 43 to nothing here on homecoming night here at Martin Stadium.
We'll keep it here and see if Marty gets a few words with Coach McPherson.
Coach Mack, before the game, you said you wanted to come out and play fast. You've done that. Your offense has 328 yards at half. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we executing real well, playing good defense, man. I'm proud of the kids.
You are playing good D. I know you're proud of those kids. But, you know, before the game, we talked a lot about Hardaway's sophomore running back. But your sophomore running back's got 118 and a half. And that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, Ahmad's, offensive line's knocking them backwards. You know, they're playing well.
Coach, good luck in second half. Guys, there's your equipment parts supply coach's spotlight. He's definitely a lot happier tonight than he was at this time a week ago.
Yeah, he is. Thanks, Marty. And we're going to take our break here as we get ready to go to the Prince Chevrolet, our Prince Automotive Group halftime report. We're at halftime. Vikings lead 43-0 over the Hawks of Hardaway High School. We'll be back after this 5-minute break.